Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for all you people out there that may have picked up a copy of my latest bestseller. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And because of you, the listeners out there, the book sailed on to several bestseller lists, the New York Times bestseller list, the Amazon bestseller list in England and in the United States, and also the independent bookstore's bestseller list. So I'd like to say thank you for picking up a copy of my latest book. Also, I think it speaks to the fact that, well, there's a hunger out there. People want to know, I think, what does it all mean? I mean, when you see the night sky, when you see the sky at night, you see this blaze of stars in the heavens, and then you say to yourself, what does it all mean? Where did it all come from? Where do I fit into this larger scheme of things? And these are some of the questions that I address in my book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And by the way, if you want to ask a question and get on Science Fantastic, here's the number to call. 612-564-8135. That's 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Let's say you're at the dinner table, and your kids ask you a question from school, and the kids leave you stumped. You're clueless. You don't know what to tell them. Well, what you could do is, why don't you ask Professor Kaku on radio? Have them call that number, 612-564-8135. And when you hear the beep, that's when you can ask that question that's always been bothering you. Something that's always stumped you for all these years, but you never had a chance to talk to a physicist or a scientist. Well, here's your chance. Here's your chance to get to the phones. Call 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask. Let's say you're walking down the street and you just look up to the heavens and you look around you. And you see the mountains, you see the sky, you see the wind, and then you say to yourself, where do I fit into all this? What am I doing here? What does it all mean? Is the universe random? Is the universe chaotic? Is the universe meaningless? Or is there a design? Is there some kind of paradigm that can explain all of this? Well, these are some of the questions that I address in my book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. So I get a lot of emails as a consequence. So I'd like to take some of these questions that I get and answer them on air. And once again, if you want to know more about the book, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And it lists the various places that I've been, and you can see some of the interviews that I've done. For example, I was on the CBS Late Night Show with Stephen Colbert. I've been on PBS television. I've been on quite a few blogs around the country. So find out what all this excitement is about. Okay, so what I'd like to do in this hour is just take a crack at some of the questions that come pouring into me. And again, if you want to find out more about the book, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, one question that I get is, how did you as a kid first get interested in something as abstract as physics and the search for a theory of everything? Well, as I mentioned before, it all started when I was 8 years old. When I was 8 years old, all the newspapers were saying that a great scientist had just died. And I still remember this. I'll never forget this. In the front page of the newspaper, all they published was a picture of his desk. That's it, just a picture of his desk with all the scattered papers, and there was a book on the desk that was opened. And the caption said, "The greatest scientist of her time could not finish that book." Well, I was shocked. I was surprised. I said to myself, why couldn't he finish that book? I mean, what's so hard? Don't you ask your mother? Don't you simply ask your teacher? Don't you simply look it up in the library? Well, I began to realize that there's some things you cannot look up in the library. So I did go to the library, and I looked up this man. This man's name was Albert Einstein. And that book was The God Equation, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow him to, quote, read the mind of God. Well, unfortunately, he couldn't finish it. He spent 30 years of his life chasing after a unifying principle, a theme, some kind of theory that would summarize the entire universe, and he failed. Think of E equals mc squared. You know, m is the mass of, let's say, hydrogen in a star. E is the energy of sunlight that you get from the sun. And so here's a very simple equation that unifies energy with matter, and it unleashed the secret of the stars. Why does the sun shine? What lights up the universe at night? Is E equals mc squared. Well, Einstein wasn't satisfied. He wanted an even greater equation, an equation that would unify not just M, matter, and E, energy, but everything. Well, sorry about that. He failed. But today, we think we have the theory. It's not in its final form. So in my book, The God Equation, I trace the history of how it all happened. And I get another email, and this person says, what about the past? What about past attempts to create a theory of everything? Why did they fail? Well, let's talk about the past. 2,000 years ago, the Greeks were the first ones who seriously pondered the question, what does it all mean? Where does it all come from? And two theories emerged from ancient Greece. The first theory came from Democritus, and he talked about atoms. A means cannot, cut means, atom means cut. So that which cannot be cut, the atom, was born. And he even gave some experimental reasons for that. If I have a gold ring, over time, the gold ring begins to decay and wear down. Over years, it takes for a gold ring to wear down. We've all seen that happen. But that means that every day, every second, tiny, tiny pieces of that ring came off. So these are atoms. Atoms that are so small they cannot be seen. But the effect of them is obvious. The effect of them is obvious when you look at the wearing down of a ring. But there was another theory, an opposing theory in ancient Greece, from Pythagoras, the man who wrote down the famous Pythagorean theorem of right triangles. He was going by a music shop once, and he saw a lyre string. If you pluck the lyre string, the longer the note, the lower the sound. And then he went by a blacksmith shop, and he noticed swords being created, and the longer the sword, the lower the note that you would get when you pounded it with a hammer. And then he said, aha, aha, music. The mathematics of music is rich enough to explain the universe. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, I'm going to continue to answer your questions that I get on email. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and your name, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to deviate a little bit from what we usually talk about. Usually we bring on prominent scientists to talk about the latest advances in science, or we summarize questions coming in. And this time, we're going to answer all the emails that I get, because my book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, has hit several bestseller lists around the world. And so I'd like to address some of the questions that I get. One question I get is, what about alternate theories? After all, it's been 2,000 years since the Greeks asked these questions. What are some theories of the theory of everything? Well, the greatest minds of history have tried to come up with a theory of everything. Aristotle, for example, looked around them and he saw, well, there's fire, there's air, there's water, and he said four fundamental ingredients make up this great universe of ours. Well, that theory never got anywhere, because the universe has more than four, and how do you get all that rich diversity of things we see around us? Democritus thought it was atoms, but he could not explain why there were so many different kinds of atoms and different kinds of forms. But then there was Pythagoras, and he said, the mathematics of music. It's well defined, based on resonances, the music of the spheres. That's what Pythagoras thought made up the richness, the diversity of the universe, order from vibrating strings. Well, unfortunately, that theory never went anywhere. The Roman Empire fell apart for 1,000 years, and there was just darkness. There was superstition, magic, sorcery, not science. But now we actually have some candidates for a theory of everything. One candidate has survived all the challenges that have been lodged against it, and that is string theory. And that's what I do for a living. That's what the state of New York pays me to do research on, string theory. So what is string theory? Well, you know, after World War II, we began to try to split apart the proton. We want to know what's inside the proton, what makes it tick. And we thought it would be simple, a simple matter just to figure out what's inside a proton. Well, we smashed it apart with our particle accelerators, and much to our shock, our tremendous shock, we found hundreds of different kinds of subatomic particles pouring out of the guts of a proton. And we thought to ourselves, how can nature be so cruel as to, at the fundamental level of reality, give us this zoo, this horrendous zoo of subatomic particles? All of a sudden we had neutrinos, all of a sudden we had cosmic rays and muons and pions and Yang-Mills particles and gauge particles. It goes on and on, and hundreds of subatomic particles splitting apart the proton. G. Robert Oppenheimer, father of the atomic bomb, was so frustrated that he said that, quote, the Nobel Prize in Physics should go to the physicist who does not discover a new particle this year. That's how bad it was in the 1950s and 60s. And then in the 1970s and 80s, we began to put some of these particles into order. And we came up with something called the Standard Model. Now, the Standard Model, I'll be very blunt, is one of the ugliest theories known to science. But hey, it works. It does describe the low energy behavior of these hundreds of subatomic particles. And so it was called the triumph, the theory of almost everything. It made no mention of matter. It had 36 quarks and antiquarks. It had 3 generations of identical redundant particles. It had 20 free parameters that you can fiddle any way you want. It was a mess. But look, you cannot argue with success. It worked in the low energy realm. But we knew, in the back of our mind, we physicists knew this can't be the final story. Because you see, the other great theory was relativity. Einstein's theory of black holes and big bangs. And these two great theories summarize the universe. So let me explain. People ask me, how do we make sense of this great universe of ours? Well, take a look at biology. Biology ultimately can be reduced down to chemistry, the chemistry of proteins and enzymes and cells. And chemistry in turn can be broken up into physics, the physics of atoms and subatomic particles. But then physics in turn can be broken down to 2 smaller theories, relativity giving you the theory of the very big, and the quantum theory giving you the theory of the very small. The quantum theory, for example, gives us lasers, gives us the internet, transistors, computers, while relativity gives us black holes and big bangs. Well, here's the rub. The rub is these two theories hate each other. They're based on different principles, different mathematics, different everything. They are diametrically opposite to each other. So why should God at a fundamental level, the level of physics, create 2 diametrically opposed theories, and one of which is based on smooth surfaces, that's Einstein's theory, and the other one based on particles? How can nature be so cruel as to give us this great mystery of these two great theories that are diametrically opposed? Now, Einstein addressed this dichotomy. Einstein said that gravity is like marble, smooth, beautiful, pure, elegant, marble, flowing marble, and he said that represents gravity. Gravity, the curvature of space and time, like smooth marble. But wood, ha! He said wood has gnarled. It has branches. It's ugly. Matter, he said, huh. Well, Einstein's goal was to create a theory of pure marble, that the tree of matter would eventually become marble itself. He wanted a geometrical theory of particles. Well, it failed. And why did it fail? Because, you know, he didn't understand the nuclear force. You can't blame him, because look, in 1925, when he first began to work on the unified field theory, what was there in 1925? I mean, give him a break. There was gravity, which keeps you on the floor. There was electricity and magnetism, which lights up our cities. But the nuclear force? That was a no-no. That was a big question mark. Einstein, of course, helped to unleash the nuclear force with the atomic bomb. But to understand the dynamics of it, people thought, that's too much. Too much. And so Einstein pretty much gave up. He gave up trying to find a theory of marble, that everything could be reduced to geometry, the geometry of smooth surfaces. Well, now we have something called string theory coming along, reviving Pythagoras' dream of a theory of music. Why do we have so many subatomic particles? It's because they're nothing but musical notes. If I had a super microscope and could peer into an electron, it would be not a dot, which is what most textbooks say. It would be a rubber band. And if it vibrates in one way, we call it an electron. But the rubber band can vibrate in many ways. If it vibrates in a different way, we give it a different name. We call it a neutrino. If it vibrates in another way, we have to give it yet another name. We call it a quark. Well, how many vibrations are there of a string? Infinite. The infinite number of ways you can vibrate a string. So how many subatomic particles are there? Infinite. But all of them are vibrations of the same object, a string. So in other words, this is the realization of the Pythagorean dream of 2,000 years ago in the language of modern physics. String theory gives you a theory of everything. And what is one of these musical notes? One of these musical notes is gravity. So if Einstein had never been born, get this, if Einstein had never been born, we would have discovered relativity anyway as one of the lowest vibrations of a string. Now I find this amazing. When you're in graduate school, you learn Einstein's theory of general relativity, based on hyperspace, based on curved curvatures. It's a mess, but ultimately it's gorgeous because it's based on a symmetry. The symmetry of, well, marble. But the problem is, it does not include particles like electrons. But string theory does both. String theory considers music of gravity and the music of subatomic particles in the same light. And it unifies relativity with the quantum theory. So let's take a short commercial break, and I'll continue to answer your questions about my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And if you want to get on air yourself and ask a question, give us a call, 612-564-8135, 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why am I wearing the mask? Because when we're inside, it's still good policy to wear the mask.
President Biden's comments when asked why he's wearing a mask inside, although he's around people that are fully vaccinated. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says good policy, according to who?
Not according to me, not according to the CDC, and just about most places around the world. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, John, he's also said that he wears a mask outside because it's out of habit, or he's worried some random person's going to come up to him, despite the fact that the Secret Service doesn't really allow that to happen.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insists crisis. President Biden is trying to turn around an economy that was in a state of crisis when he took office. Yellen said today that she believes the U.S. will reach full employment by next year, even after a lackluster jobs report. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A prosecutor who made national headlines last year may be losing her law license.
The St. Louis prosecutor who charged a couple with brandishing weapons against Black Lives Matter protesters that broke onto private property last summer could have her law license revoked for professional misconduct. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who charged Mark and Patricia McCloskey following the incident in July, has been accused of hiding evidence and fabricating facts. The McCloskeys, claiming Gardner harbored bias against them, has asked for their criminal case to be revisited by a grand jury. Gardner was removed from the case in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consuming large amounts of sugary drinks could have a serious negative impact on the health of women before the age of 50. A new study in the medical journal Goot analyzed 95,000 female nurses over the past two decades. They found that women who drank over 16 ounces of sugary drinks every day were two times more likely to be diagnosed with early onset bowel cancers. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, I'd like to say thank you for all of you who've picked up a copy of my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And I'd like to answer some of the mountains of emails that I've been getting concerning the book. So let me just simply take a few of these questions and let's see where it goes. One person says here that, well, claims are easy to make. I mean, after all, you can say anything you want on radio, but the acid test is the laboratory. What are some of the tests that we can make of this theory? Because Carl Sagan said that remarkable claims require remarkable proof. Well, that's right. Remarkable claims like a theory of everything requires a lot of proof. And the first glimmer of a proof came in just 3 weeks ago. That's right. Outside Chicago, we have a national laboratory, Fermilab. Fermilab has a particle accelerator, but it also does experiments on the Standard Model. The Standard Model being the model of subatomic particles. Now, the Standard Model, as I mentioned, is pretty damn ugly. It's like, I think, like taking an aardvark, a platypus, and a whale, scotch taping it together, and declaring that to be nature's finest evolutionary achievement, the end product of millions of years of evolution on the earth. Well, how can God be so cruel as to create this messy, ugly theory, which works, which does explain what happens when you smash protons apart up to the energy of 14 trillion electron volts? Hey, you can't argue with success. But you see, this theory is a theory of the low energy. It also excludes gravity. What about the high energy? Energy is beyond 14 trillion electron volts. And that's where the news comes out of Chicago. The muon is part of cosmic rays. Muons go through your body all the time. A muon looks like an electron from a distance, except it's heavier, about 2 times heavier than an electron. But the standard model predicts they should be identical in their magnetic properties. Well, that has never been tested accurately. So, 2 tests were conducted. Not one, but 2 tests. Each time, the magnetic moment of the muon differed from the prediction. Hey, this is big news, because we used to think they were just 4 fundamental forces, gravity, electricity, magnetism, and the 2 nuclear forces. That's it, period, end of story, 4 fundamental forces. Now there could be a fifth fundamental force of nature. What is it? We don't know. This result has to be verified, of course, but one possibility is nothing but the next vibration, the next higher mode of the string. You see, we live in the lowest mode of the string, the lowest octave. But there are higher octaves. How many octaves are there? An infinite number of octaves, depending upon the energy. So, maybe we've picked up the first glimmer of string theory in this experiment coming out of Chicago. Time will tell. Another proof, or another source of proof for string theory, could be something called dark matter. Now, when you go to high school textbooks uniformly say that the universe is mainly made of atoms. Well, that's wrong. We now realize that most of the universe is not made out of atoms. In fact, only 4% of the universe is made out of hydrogen and helium. And what about us? We're made out of oxygen, carbon, nitrogen. We occupy 0.04% of the universe. We're almost nothing compared to the rest of the universe. Well, what is dark matter? We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to ask that question and get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on 100 radio stations to ask that science question that's always been puzzling you, the number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can ask your question on national radio. And as I mentioned before, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for all those people that picked up a copy of my latest bestseller. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. That's right, A Theory of Everything. And thank you so much, because the book went on to the New York Times bestseller list, the Amazon bestseller list in England and the United States, and also the independent bookstores bestseller list. So thank you. And let me now summarize some of the questions that I've been getting by email. I've been getting a ton of questions. One question that stands out is, how do you test this theory? Remarkable claims require remarkable proof, said Carl Sagan. And as I mentioned, just 3 weeks ago, outside Chicago, the Fermilab found the first major crack in the standard model, meaning that at higher energies, there could be a fifth force beyond the nuclear force, beyond electricity and magnetism and gravity. That's one way to test a theory. Another way to test a theory is dark matter. Right now, you are moving through a wind of dark matter particles. These dark matter particles are invisible. You can't see them. They're very difficult to detect, but we know they're there. It holds the galaxy together. If it wasn't for dark matter, you wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. We'd be flung into outer space, but we live in a home called the Milky Way Galaxy, held together by dark matter. We think that dark matter could be a higher vibration of the string. So the Chicago result and dark matter result both might be explained by a higher vibration of the string. But there are other ways of proving it. NASA and the European Space Agency want to send LISA into orbit around the sun. LISA is a laser interferometry space antenna. It picks up gravity waves from the instant of creation. In other words, in the future, we're going to get baby pictures. Baby pictures from the baby universe as it emerges from the womb. This is amazing. This device is 3 million miles across, held together by laser beams, detecting the slightest vibration from black holes and the Big Bang, and it'll give us baby pictures of the infant universe emerging from the womb. And maybe, just maybe, it'll give us indications of an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord connecting our infant universe to a parent universe. So that's the next way we can prove this theory. Yet another way is by brute force. The Japanese, the Chinese, and the Europeans want to build the next generation of atom smashers. And this generation is so powerful, it may be able to test string theory by creating what is called supersymmetry, the symmetry of the string itself. So we'll wait and see how that pans out. And yet another way to test the theory is to look for higher dimensions. Now, we live in a three-dimensional world. We can go forward, backward, left, right, up, down. Anyone who talks about a higher dimension is considered nuts. But string theory predicts there could be higher dimensions. Higher dimensions that we cannot experience or feel. And this means that Newton's laws of gravity should be slightly violated. In high school, you learned the inverse square law. That if I double the distance from a star, its gravity goes down by 4. Because 2 times 2 is 4. However, that's because space is three-dimensional. If space were four-dimensional, then gravity would go down as the inverse cube. In other words, gravity is sensitive to the dimensionality of space-time. And so that is yet another way to test this theory in your living room. Devise an experiment which can test for the deviation of Newton's laws of gravity. Well, here's another question I get. You know, he says, in the movies, they have wormholes and they use buzzwords like Einstein and stuff. But what about wormholes? Is it possible to build a time machine with them or go faster than light? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about the movies and whether or not Einstein's theory, a replacement for Einstein's theory, can give us time machines and take us to the stars. That's after the break. And give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. If you want to ask that question that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours, give us a call.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again on Science Fantastic, in this session we're answering some of the emails that I get because my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, hit the New York Times and Amazon bestseller list. And I've been getting lots of emails about people who want to know more, that even things beyond what I cover in my book. One question that I get is about time travel and about parallel universes. All the stuff you see in science fiction movies, they always refer to Einstein, but is it really true? Well, yes and no. In 1935, Einstein proposed taking 2 black holes, joining them together at the hip, to create a wormhole, a tunnel through space. A tunnel through space and time. So connecting a black hole would be a white hole. Matter falls into the black hole and then is spewed out the other end as a white hole. And why not use that as a gateway to other universes, a gateway perhaps to the past in terms of a time machine? Why not use that to rocket across the galaxy faster than the speed of light? Well, most textbooks say that relativity says you cannot go faster than the speed of light. That's not quite true. Special relativity of 1905 says you cannot go faster than light. But general relativity of 1915 says that, well, you can if you have enough energy to open up a gateway, a wormhole through space and time. Stephen Hawking actually looked at this very carefully and said that in conclusion, yes, it may be possible. You would have to have fantastic amounts of energy to open a hole in space, and then you would have to have negative energy to stabilize it so it doesn't crunch and cut you in half when you go through, or it doesn't explode in the process. But he said, yeah, it seems to be a possibility. Now, time travel, he was a little bit more skeptical about, but Einstein's equations do allow for time machines. So how does that work? If you have a wormhole that takes you to the past, then the possibility is it could explode. You need a quantum theory of gravity in order to calculate whether it would explode or not. And again, this is where string theory comes in. How stable are these wormholes? When you watch Star Trek, they have wormholes on Star Trek, but some of them are unstable and they don't last forever. That's where you need a theory of everything. A theory of everything would calculate corrections to the time machine, corrections to the wormhole machine, to see whether or not they're stable so they don't blow up when you enter it. So Stephen Hawking's conclusion was, a wormhole to a distant point in the galaxy is possible. A wormhole to the past, he had doubts about. But you see, there's another way to get around it. You see, time is like a river. Einstein thought that time was a river that could speed up and slow down as it meandered its way across the universe. We measure that. That's a valid picture. But string theory says there could be wormholes. In other words, whirlpools. Whirlpools in the river of time, and maybe the river of time can fork into 2 rivers. That means that you cannot change your own past. Your past is fixed. But it means that if you can jump stream, if you can jump to another fork in the road, then you can alter that road's history. And so maybe you can save Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated at the Ford Theater by jumping stream. by going across the fork in the road and then saving Abraham Lincoln. Well, how do we tell if it's possible or not? First, you need fantastic amounts of energy, and then you have to calculate the stability of the time machine so it doesn't blow up. That requires a theory of everything. The theory of everything, string theory, does allow for time travel. But how stable are they? That's where you need mathematics to probe the limits of the theory. So we're not quite there yet. We have to then probe the stability of these objects to whether or not quantum corrections will seal the time machine, making it possible or not. Well, here's another question that I get. There have been books recently about how the universe is going to die. Very depressing. But these books say that the universe is going to get very cold, billions of years in the future, and we're all going to die. And that's the law of physics. Is that true? Well, yes and no. The second law of thermodynamics says that in a closed system, everything will eventually die. Things rust, things fall apart, things decay. Sorry about that. That's the second law of thermodynamics. But there's a loophole. The loophole is, in a closed system, everything must eventually die. What happens in an open system? Well, in an open system, you can live forever. So our universe seems to be dying. It's getting colder and colder. Billions and billions of years in the future, it'll be so cold that intelligent life cannot survive. But there's a loophole. Remember I said in a closed system. In a closed system, everything must die. But what happens if the universe is open because of wormholes? Open because of gateways, pathways to other universes. So I think that trillions of years from now, when we're very advanced and we have fantastic amounts of energy, we'll open up a gateway because our universe is old, getting cold, becoming very inhospitable for life, and jump on a dimensional, interdimensional lifeboat. Sail to another universe, which is warmer. And then we can start all over again and mess up that universe as well. Isn't that great? We'll have two universes to mess up. Our current universe, which is dying, and a younger, more vibrant universe, which is just opening up. We can mess up that universe as well. Okay, well, once again, this is Professor Michio Kaku, and the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And if you have any questions about that book, give us an email. mkaku.org, mkaku.org is my website. On Facebook, by the way, we have 4.5 million fans on Facebook. Find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, now an international bestseller. Good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.